Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
We don't show prep, so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a six-ring cane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code, ain't no changing up, ain't no breaking up, reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the six-ring champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad, the six-ring cane show, the six-ring cane show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Well, one thing it's not doing is featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein tonight, as you can see. You got us beautiful people here instead. How you guys doing, man? We got to hold it down today. You know, we got to talk about, you know, stuff that Blue would normally talk about that we know Jack about sometimes. But here we are, man. Show prepping is optional. And we definitely don't check that box. So, how you guys holding up, man?
Show prepping is optional, but the fun and laughs are always here. So,
you're damn right,
that's what it is. And I'm doing good. I just got back from bachelor party this weekend. So,
what?
I'm just recovering from the bachelor party festivities, but other than that, I'm doing good. And Miami Hurricanes had a busy weekend too, but we'll get into that. Vish, how are you doing today? The fan is on. That's right. It's hot up here. I can't imagine DC is any cooler, Vish. I went there during the summer once, and boy, was it hot.
No, it's warm here. It's, you know, the mornings. It's not bad. Other than that, so Blue is hauling ass down Alligator Alley right now. Apparently, so
pretty much. DJ. So what's going on with that bachelor party? I see you wrecking havoc on the weekends over there in Boston, huh? Did they I was gonna say something and say no pun intended.
No, go say it.
I was gonna say, did they roll you out there on stage or what?
They had to roll me, that's for sure. Maybe not with the locker, but maybe in some other ways. Maybe in some other ways, which I won't discuss on camera, but
this is what happens when Blue doesn't show up, man. This is
I know. See, you gotta have Blue show up. He keeps it together because if not,
Blue keeps us together, but I had some axe throwing. I had a few libations along the way and had a good time. And
axe throwing is cool. I've done that a couple of times.
It's cool. You just gotta make sure to you know what you're doing and you're not stupid with the axe, or else you could be in trouble.
I hear you on that, man, for sure. You know what? Unbelievable. Anyways, shout out to Blue. We won't have any show and tell today from Blue. I mean, unless Vish, you got something there, old school. So I got it, but it's upstairs. As you can see, I'm downstairs again today.
I am not show prepped, as promised. Yeah, so I do not have something lying around to show.
I'm too busy. Look, you just flew in back from Boston.
We don't want to talk about that. Yeah.
You know, and you didn't even get to see DJ.
I know.
Wait, you were in Boston, Vish?
I went to the game yesterday.
You went to the game?
Yeah.
You didn't even tell. You didn't even let the chat know.
It was the last minute.
Fair enough.
In Sunday back this morning.
Vish, if you want to come to the parade in a couple of days, you're always welcome to come.
I'll be there.
It'll be a nice summer day, probably, in Boston. It's always fun. So
it was rainy and cold when I was there for that one day.
It was a little bit, and then like Sunday it started to clear up a little bit, and then it was just, you know, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and all of them rained threes all over the Dallas Mavericks. So it was fun.
That actually didn't happen. No one could make a shot.
Game one it happened, but game two.
I was like game two. So
Vish is trying to grasp it. He's grasping at scratching, DJ. Come on.
We're gonna lose. Like I'm okay with it. I've made peace with it.
Everybody. Oh, well.
I do like Luka though. I like
the Buckets chat is what peer pressured me into going.
Oh, did they? It was, or was it Melissa that pressured you to go?
No, it was both of them.
It was both of them.
Do it after I buy the ticket. I would have never done that.
How do you like the garden, Vish? Like I have my mixed opinions on the garden itself. I think it's okay. I think it was good.
I thought the arena was fun. I surprisingly didn't feel the need to punch any of the fans. You know, it was good.
Wow, that's a surprise. Yeah. Well, we got Panthers hockey going on right now, and Miami's on. Miami, listen to me. Florida is on a. On a power play right now too, and it's a 5-minute power play, so it must have been a major. So obviously that's exciting down here in Florida. We got a lot of things going on, man. So it's cool that you know, Miami Hurricanes football keeps us in the loop, keeps us going, as we got another big time commit this weekend that the Hurricanes were able to land a big time prospect, 4-star kid out of Alabama. Took him right out of SEC country, beat out Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee. I think it was Vanderbilt, South Carolina. I think a couple of the other teams that were in the mix for 6'1", 180-pound cornerback, Timothy Merritt, however you want to call him. Tim Merritt, big kid, 6'1", 180. That's a nice size already for an incoming kid in 2025 as a cornerback. You know, strong, really athletic kid. Can go, you know, he's kind of like that ball hawk guy that can really shut down one side of the field. So really excited about bringing him in. And the most exciting thing about it is, you know, look, we've been talking about it for how long now, that the cornerback position is probably the one with the least amount of depth, and could be an issue if, you know, one of these guys, whether it's Porter, Demari Brown, you know, have any issues or miss any games. It's tough. You got to have some of that depth. So we're really excited. I'm really excited about bringing him in next season in 2025. I think next season is going to be that season where Miami loads up a little bit on that cornerback position, being that they have you know, a strong nucleus at a lot of other positions as well. So what's your take, y'all, on bringing a guy in from, as Terrence is saying here, from Birmingham, which is – I mean, right in SEC territory. I know you've got a changing of the guard over in Alabama, but Alabama's still Alabama. So getting those guys from that part of the country is a nice get, especially if you can get a really good one.
Absolutely. And when you think about, you know, Alabama is still Alabama, yes, but I remember watching a video of a Nick Saban recruiting visit one time, and he immediately opened the door and he showed you all his trophies and all his accolades and things like that. And it was immediately hard to say no, you know. Now it's a little bit different. Kalen DeBoer's got to, you know, continue to keep the program stabilized. But as a result, that kind of proverbial wall has been weakened a bit on the recruiting trail for Alabama. You know, I think this is a really good get for Miami. This is a guy, like you said, like corner kind of long type of guy. He's 6'2", 190. You know, he's a very, you know, fast player, very athletic type of guy. He's the 18th overall player in the state of Alabama. And he's also, you know, a guy that, you know, has room to grow. And I think that's important too. It's one of those recruitments where Miami was able to kind of not necessarily get out ahead of it, but seal the deal before his stock fully exploded. And I think they got a good one here in Merritt. It helps fill up the cornerback room. And we saw how valuable, you know, good secondaries are in college football now, especially with it being tailored to more of a passing game in some instances. So great get out of Alabama. We'll see if they can make any more headway in the state. And now I think, you know, they're going to have more battles with Georgia and Kirby Smart in that area too.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Vish. Go ahead while I drown in my sorrows here, since the Oilers just scored on a 4-on-4.
Losing the game in the finals. I wonder what that's like.
I mean, you know, there's been priors here with going into Alabama for a kid and then the local pressure getting to him, so hopefully he holds. Right. I think, as DJ mentioned, it's interesting because of his size. He could potentially even play safety. Or more of a, you know, as again with all the passing hybrid,
right?
Playing the slot, he's a bigger kid, so it's an interesting prospect. And as Terrence said, Mario is hitting Birmingham and Mobile hard, yep. But also, you know, if you're gonna go in there, it's much more targeted. We want this player because it's not like South Florida where you see every kid, you're like building relationships as much. This is more, they really want this kid. And I think his size is probably a big factor in that.
Right. Yeah. And now go ahead, Vish. I mean, Jazz. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, kind of reiterate, I like his size a lot as well. I think that's the biggest thing. I know we've talked about it, that, you know, we had one regime here that was, you know, didn't want any quarterbacks shorter than 6'2 or whatever. But it's just, I mean, look, it's a good player. It's the evaluation of these guys, I think, more than anything else. Plus, you get a guy that's 6'1, 6'2 already. That's got a nice build on him now, you know, that could get, you know, maybe 10, 20 pounds on him and still be a really good cornerback, I think, is important. So that's what I'm excited about more than anything else. Go ahead. My bad, DJ. Go.
No, you're good. I was just going to say his defensive versatility, as Vish alluded to, I think, you know, you're starting to see more in recruiting teams take versatile players instead of players set in one position. Because I think defensive schemes are becoming more athletic and more versatile. You're seeing linebackers, you know, cover running backs. You're seeing linebackers play the run a little bit more. It's no longer just, you know, stay in one spot and make a play. It's now you're being asked to do a bunch of different things. So I think, you know, Merritt kind of fits that versatile role that you need in today's defense. And it allows you to mix and match in ways that you see fit.
I think 2025 is going to be an interesting one, and a great way to get things rolling at that position there, at the cornerback position, with a guy like Tim Merritt. So we'll see what happens there. I know a lot of big-time prospects, and what's good about tonight is kind of a shorter show because, you know, we've not a ton of Miami football news out there. But before we kind of get into this weekend's visits, you know, just talk a little bit about a couple players. We've got a really, really exciting show tomorrow on Canes on Deck. I think some people want to listen into that. We've got a commit coming on from the transfer portal, Will Smith, who not bad boys.
Will Smith. I know Will Smith is big in Miami right now, but Will Smith. Not that know,
right? Isn't that crazy? I mean, it's the perfect timing for him to commit to Miami too, right? With Bad Boys coming out.
Should I title it Will Smith?
Yeah, just say Will Smith is on the show. That's it. Don't even title it anything else. I think we'll get even more watchers on that one. That's funny. But yeah, so we've got Will Smith coming on, who's a transfer from Coastal Carolina.
Yeah,
right?
Coastal
Carolina was there when they won the national title. And so, you know, a possibility of having a really good player coming into Miami to help them out next year in the bullpen, and potentially as a guy that could start a little bit as well. So really excited to have Will Smith on the show tomorrow to talk a little Canes baseball. Excuse me, as the College World Series is almost ready to go. I'm not even sure if NC State or Georgia won today. I know that we're still playing. So the game might still be going on now.
They're still going. It is 4-2 State.
Wow.
Georgia has the bases loaded with two outs in the fifth.
There you go. Okay, so it's still early. But
well, yeah. State has out-hit them 11-4, but it's not. They played a Miami game. All the hits, none of the runs.
Oh, man. Well, that's a good matchup right there. I mean, look.
to complete the SEC-ACC College War Series Invitational, because all of the teams are from those two conferences. Yeah, no, all eight of them will be. Even doesn't matter who wins this game, obviously. It's one of those two conferences, and that's where all eight of the teams are coming from.
That's crazy. That's wild, man. Is Chris Rock going to be on the show, too?
Potentially. You got to tune in to see.
Sure. You never know. You never know. I mean,
we'll like grab a rock and write the word Chris on it, potentially. But
there you go. Okay. That's, I mean, I'm not sure the Chris Rock reference there with that. I would have gone with Martin Lawrence instead. But okay, fair enough.
It's from the slap of the Oscars.
Man. Yeah, remember the slap of the Oscars last year?
Oh God, yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's so funny.
It's kind of aged out.
You're right. Okay, so
well, we got buckets on Saturday. We'll talk about that. So
make sure you guys check that out. That's gonna be fun. Yep, Terrence, it is an ACC SEC invitation.
It's all of the teams.
I can't believe those damn Gators, man. I can't believe them. I cannot believe those damn Gators got in.
Shouldn't have even been in the postseason.
Well, they were, and they showed you why.
Yeah, but that's baseball, right? Teams go on runs. Once you're in, anything can happen.
But the damn Gators, are they the ones that had to go on a run?
It was the same thing a few years ago. Mike Martin's last year when they gave them the charity bid, and they fucking made it to Omaha. You're like, that team sucks.
Unbelievable, man.
Once you get in,
Florida State team is good.
No, this Florida State team is legit.
They've got a shot.
Mike Martin's last year, they let them in when they had no business being in, because it was his last year, and then they went all the way to Omaha because baseball.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
It's baseball, man.
Some of those teams look really good. Some teams just got in, and I don't know.
I mean, we've had that too. We've had that too, where we've been like a 2 or 3 seed made to Omaha, and then, you know, been a 1 seed and blown it. So
yeah, I remember that.
Baseball is not meant to be played.
Baseball is a crazy sport.
Well, it's also not meant to be played in that small of a sample size.
Right. That's why you see 162 games. You know, so yeah,
I mean, NC State's playing right now. We knocked them out of the ACC tournament a couple of weeks ago. We suck.
Yeah, and they put up they put up 18 runs on Friday against this Georgia team, one of the top teams in the country, arguably the best player in the country, although. I mean, I have my thoughts on that too. We'll talk about that tomorrow because
you're not gonna
like who I think is the best player in the country. But anyway,
DJ's about to fall asleep over there. Yeah. So let's talk football.
I know our Red Sox are not great right now. Get it? Okay. I know. I don't even want to talk about it. Speaking of Hurricanes, Romy Gonzalez can't find a way on the damn diamond because he keeps getting hurt. But former Hurricane could be the starting shortstop for the Red Sox right now, and he's out there getting hurt all the time, damn guy. I digress. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But this weekend was filled with some big name prospects coming in, some 5-star guys, some really, really big names that could really bolster Miami's recruiting class in 2025. DJ, one of the guys right off the bat, 5-star prospect Elijah Griffin. Now the kid is an absolute superstar. He's a stud. Miami. He was here on a visit with the Hurricanes. Talk to me a little bit about Elijah Griffin, what you have some information on him there.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I mean, Elijah Griffin is a heck of a player. He is very athletic in the sense that he can not only, you know, get to the quarterback, but he's also a play disruptor. He has long arms. He can, you know, win matchups with his man fairly easily. And he's not limited to just, you know, being a pass rusher and, you know, trying to sack the quarterback. He also fills gaps in terms of the run game very quickly. And, you know, it goes back to that overall athleticism that we were talking about earlier on the defense. You want guys that aren't, you know, necessarily, a one-trick type of player. You want somebody that can kind of have all of the qualities together, especially with the way offenses are going these days. But anyway, and it was interesting, you know, when I was watching his highlights a little bit, he doesn't use a variety of moves to get to the quarterback. It's more just of a straight bull rush type of thing. So I'm wondering if he'll expand his, you know, pass rushing move repertoire at the collegiate level, because he looked like a man among boys on the high school field. So overall, you know, I think he's a really good player. He's really good in pursuit. Like I said, he's really good, you know, trying to get in the backfield. He's a really, you know, just strong, athletic guy. And as soon as the ball is snapped, he immediately takes a step and, you know, gets to work. So I think this is definitely one that would help Miami. And, you know, he's an impact, you know, playmaker on a defensive line, you know, type of position that Miami has had success in recently. So, I mean, he's definitely a guy that would fit well for the Hurricanes.
Here's the thing that I think that I see. What's up, Pip Down? Here's the thing that I see that I love, that most of these top tier teams, you know, the top 10 teams in the country that are always kind of vying for that playoff spot, have are just absolute monsters in the trenches, right? And
yep.
Mara continues to recruit those type of guys, and you're noticing it, right? I almost feel like it's a trick that they keep talking about us with having the best, you know, one of the top D lines in the country, some of the top defensive ends in the country. And on the other side, some, you know, I think it was the number 7 ranked offensive line in the country. So, but look, at the end of the day, that's where you want to be. You want to be competing for national titles. You're going to have to recruit that way. You're going to have those type of players year in and year out. So, right. A guy like Elijah Griffin, I think does wonders for this team. And I think that, you know, if you can continue to build that depth at that position and get a guy like that, that's going to be big. Who else was out here, DJ?
Let's see. There was Luke Nickel, who came back, and there was also Josh Moore, the wide receiver.
Oh, nice.
There was Gavin Nix, the linebacker, Cortez Smith, the interior offensive lineman. Walter Mathis also came out. So, you know, so Miami is still – really, you know, working to try to find another at the defensive line position. And then there were others like Danny Norris, Daylon Upshaw, and Demetrius Campbell, the offensive tackle. So looking at this visitor list just in general and kind of assessing the weekend, you know, Miami's not just zeroing in on maybe one position. Sure, they may favor some more more than others, but at the same time, they're kind of taking a wide view approach when it comes to recruiting. And it's also smart to have Luke Nickel back, you know, because he can talk to a guy like Josh Moore and, you know, tell him the vision for this program as he has experienced it, you know, firsthand. Same thing with Dalen Upshaw. So it's kind of interesting to see how the visits are, you know, kind of stacked as well, because you kind of, you know, this is a chance for the players to talk with each other and communicate with each other and, you know, see if they could fit together and not just necessarily as an individual within the program. So, you know, there were some really good names on campus this weekend, and it's good to see a guy like Nickel come and, you know, hopefully try to peer recruit a little bit, because, you know, I've always said that peer recruiting is, you know, just as big, if not maybe even bigger than, you know, coach recruiting as well.
Yeah, get Luke Nickel here as much as possible.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, he's your quarterback, one of the top quarterbacks in the country. Everybody's starting to come after him, and he continues to come down to Miami and represent the Kings. I love it. So
yeah, no, that's important just to keep tabs on him too. Can't afford to lose him. I was wondering if you guys had any thoughts on Ralph's question here. Is the next commit going to be on O-line?
You know, I don't know, man. I mean, I didn't even see this coming with Tim Merritt. So obviously, it's a huge pickup at a position that where we need guys, we need bodies, we need some good players there. So could it be at offensive line? I mean, yeah, you could see someone pop. What's funny? So here's what's funny, right? Like all these lists that we have are great, but the fact of the matter is that sometimes players, you know, that we don't even know that Miami is recruiting. Tim Merritt is actually a pretty good example. If you look at his top 12, earlier this year, Miami wasn't on it. There's nowhere to be found, right? UCF, Texas, Alabama, Florida State, I think, Tennessee, Auburn, you know, some of those big teams like that, 12 of them, Miami wasn't on that list.
Yep.
And here he is committing to Miami, you know, a couple months later. So it's tough to say who it's going to be, who's next. But you can bet your ass that Miami, he's going to go after some big-name guys. And so you'll probably see a name or two pop sometime soon again. The summer is a good time for some recruits to commit.
Yeah.
Once you got a lot of 7-on-7 tournaments, you got a lot of things going on. But Miami's getting ready here in the next, the next month or two to start getting into fall ball already and get ready for – so we're in June. July, August 31st, right? So we're talking about almost 2 months, right? 81 days.
Yep.
It's actually 81 days. Okay, so maybe a little bit over 2 months, like 2.5 months before we get on the road and we go play the Gators August 31st. So, you know, things are getting tight. Everything is coming up now soon, and you got a lot of these enrollees from the summer that have just come in, or Tavius Jones, Justin Scott, Armando, you know, all the St. Thomas kids are finally getting on campus as well. School just finished last week. So you got a lot of things going on right now on that campus. And, you know, recruiting is just one of the many things that Miami is going to be, you know, trying to do this summer. So I don't know who's going to commit next, but I guarantee it'll be someone that, you know, Miami fans typically will be happy about. I think the era of getting no-name guys that we have no idea who they are commit and be like, what the hell is, you know, this one thinking, I think are over. Now you're going to get some guys that are absolute studs. So I'm excited about that.
And one commitment that I'm watching is it's farther out. It's actually July 20th, so next month. Elijah Griffin out of Savannah Christian in Georgia. You know, in interior offensive lineman, like I mentioned earlier, he's one that I would watch just because of his talent. And again, the ability to kind of maybe steal a guy out of Georgia. That would be another big win. So there are offensive lineman targets committing, just not anytime in the next few days, more like in the next couple of weeks. So that's something to watch for as well. I know there's certain periods that, you know, there are more commits than others, but I would definitely watch Elijah Griffin's commitment.
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, no, Lily's fired up because it's 81 days till the season, and
yeah, right.
You know, she can't wait. We're all fired up for it. So yeah, we got a debate going in the chat in terms of
score prediction
and all that. We will get to that later in the summer, and then Blue and DJ can make fun of me.
With my
usual prognostication skills. If you want ongoing, you know, versions of my horrible picks, that one shows tomorrow at 9.
Yes. So, oh my gosh, don't even get me started on that.
You'll really enjoyed it there.
Worst weekend of the season so far for me.
Beg me to pick whoever you hate the most to win the race, and you will be happy. So that is what the F1 show is.
I don't even want to talk about it. Anyways, make sure you we'll talk about the team, the schedule, and predictions as we come.
We're 81 days is still a bit, but we're about to really get focused. We start, if you were with us last year or previous years, you know, we'll start doing every show, will break down a position.
We're about to really get focused.
I mean, it's off season, and you know,
we're gonna really not show prep.
We're gonna start looking at the ahead of the season in earnest. So we do. We'll do position breakdowns. Talk about how we'll check it out.
What we'll do is 2 minutes before we go on our DJ, go check out who all the edge guys are.
Does someone have the roster?
Does someone have to pull up the roster there? So
I will say, for those, because obviously we do a show, a lot of people don't. It, like, the stuff you remember when you're sitting on your couch that you don't remember when the show starts. What's that guy's name?
Yep.
Oh, crap, he won the Heisman. Forgot. It's like you just blank. So we are going to have the papers up, so you kind of just have a reminder. Otherwise, you'll lose it.
Hey, DJ, pull up the roster. 2 minutes before the show. That's how we do around here, ladies and gentlemen. But we have fun with it. So
we're authentic, if nothing else.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a good word for it. If, as we said earlier, make sure you catch us tomorrow. We've got a somber and depressing hitting the Apex F1 show coming up.
It was a good race.
Yeah, it was. It was a good race.
Your boys didn't show up, but it was a good race.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about
it. George Russell managed to bungle the race multiple times, so I enjoyed that.
Shocker.
You and pulled George Russell.
I know. Too bad that Hamilton couldn't hold him off. But, yeah, so we've got that, and we've got Kings on Deck with Will Smith.
Will Smith
from the Bad Boys. I'm just kidding. Will Smith.
It's exciting. I'd be interested to talk to him, you know, see, because look, there's been a mass exodus. We're obviously going to talk about that too. Blake Sears sold us out here, so we'll talk about that as well. But
Blake Sears is a traitor.
But also, you know,
I don't like him anymore.
Yeah, we're going to discuss that. But, you know, Will Smith chose to commit to this team. And for those that don't follow baseball, Coastal's a big program. So, you know, he had options. So be interesting to get his take on, because, you know, we're getting a lot of negativity around the staff. And so he has chosen to commit to it at this time. So it'll be interesting to talk through that.
And I know that from what I hear, rumors are that Danny Covey is definitely recruiting some guys to transfer over to us as well.
Yes. Yeah. Again, we'll discuss that tomorrow. But he's the best player on the team is still here. So
okay, he's the man. Thank you guys for following, for checking us out. Subscribe to the 5 Reasons Kings podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is you get your podcast. Search 6 Rings Kings. Follow us on Twitter at 6 Rings Kings as well. And make sure that you subscribe and click the like button. We do appreciate it. We're here on every Monday night, 8:30 p.m. Show and tell will be back next week with Blue, as he's, as Vish mentioned, racing down Alligator Alley to get back. But he'll have some news for us next week as well on some players. So we're pretty excited about that. And tomorrow we've got F1 and Canes on Deck. And then this weekend we've got Buckets as well. So make sure you don't miss any of the content we bring for you here on the 5 Reasons Kings Network. We'll see you guys mañana.
The 6 Ring Kane Show. Yeah. The 6 Ring Kane Show. Yeah. The 6 Rings Kane Show. You know.
When you need
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.